Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to play the best players in every scenario. And again, sometimes the ball goes to that player based off the look that you're getting. But you're doing what you're doing to put your team in the best position to win. I get paid to win games and period. And it's all I've ever had is support from everybody in this building, and do what you got to do to win football games. And you're the expert in the scheming. You're the expert in football. All right, do what you got to do to win football games.
All right, it's Nick Sirianni this morning with Angelo. We're back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Marks and Reese. He was asked about, like, you know, why is he on the field? I don't know the exact question, Jack, but it was something to the effect of, is he being influenced by playing Jalen Reagor? Is he being told more or less Jalen Rager's got to play? I don't know who else you're playing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even understand why this is a like, who do you want to play? That's what I would ask. Like, if you don't want Reagor to play, somebody has to play.
Reality is that he's a first-round draft pick last year that they're going to continue to put in there to hope that he starts.
The reality is, John, they don't have anybody better.
And that.
That is the reality. Like, that's the reality. They don't have anybody better.
Yeah.
They don't. Like, so we can yell about Reagor. We all know what Jalen Reagor has been. He's been a disappointment. The problem is you don't have any better depth in the group. Arthego Whiteside just caught his second pass of the season.
Yeah.
Greg Ward is better in garbage time than he is in crunch time. Sure, he can catch a touchdown when Jalen is running around in the Raiders game at the end and he just throws something up there and he catches it for a touchdown.
All right.
Okay.
Tough catch at the end of the first half. Drop.
Yeah, when you needed it. That wasn't even a tough catch. Yeah. Sprint right. Seen that play a million times. Catch the ball.
Yep.
So the problem is that the group overall isn't very good. That's the real problem. That's the real problem, that the group overall isn't very good. So in Reagor being a first-round pick or what have you, just tell me. And then people will say, well, I'd rather have Greg Ward out there. Right, until you can't win football games with Greg Ward out there.
Yeah, it's not good, Ike.
No, that's why. I mean, listen, that's why I've been on the Devontae Adams thing. If he becomes available this offseason, going after him. And I've come to the conclusion that you got to draft one of those Ohio State wide receivers or the kid from Penn State. One or the other.
With one of your first?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't trust you to wait till the second round.
No.
I got to take the no-brainer picks. Because that's really the issue. You don't have another player to play opposite Devontae Smith. That's somebody that's a go-to guy that you can rely on and everything else.
Yeah, Quez can be a kind of a specialty guy that does a couple things. But
six-round draft
yep,
pick.
Yep.
Like,
no, it's true.
I don't know what else we have available. It's an indictment on the whole group. That's where the issue is, the group that Howie drafted.
Speaking of Quez, was that first interception on Quez?
I can't even remember the first one.
Some people are saying he stopped his route, and that's what I've heard that said. So
Jalen threw three interceptions and none of them were his fault. Is that what we're going to get to?
Well, the second one was definitely his fault.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Maybe just two of them.
Well, because I've also heard, well, if Ward catches the ball, then he doesn't throw the interception.
Right, so that negates that.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. Got that. I like that. I like that. So you only have one interception.
Yes.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged this holiday season, the place to go. My friends at Mark's Jewelers, the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
And that's not to mention the play that Five brought up that I also spoke of that should have been intercepted on a deep dig route that he threw late, and the safety came down and jumped it. That should have been a pick six, honestly.
Yeah. No, you're right. Who do you blame most for the Eagles' loss yesterday, Hurts, Sirianni, or Rager? Hurts is running away with it 46%.
It's gone down.
It has. Has a little bit. Rager's gaining some steam. Dan in West Philadelphia. Dan, what say you? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I got some real points to make, but I got to say, Ike, I called into pretty much every show. This is the first time I'm getting to talk to you. I'm a big fan, so I'm really excited.
Holla at your boy. Appreciate it.
No offense, John, but I do have a question from a player's perspective. Like, I would assume the guys on the field or the guys on the team, you know who can make plays and who can't, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, as a defensive player, if you hold a team to 13 points, you would expect to win, correct?
Yes.
So, my question is, you have held them to 13 points. You're on the bench. You're watching the Eagles' last drive. You watch them go to Rager twice and Devontae Smith, not at all. At any point, do you feel like, why the heck are we throwing to this guy? Or do you just trust the play calling and the guys that are out there?
No, I mean, human reaction is that, yeah, they all probably felt that way. Like, why the hell are we not throwing the ball to Devontae Smith?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess that's my question. Like, do you sit there like, we just busted our asses?
Yeah, listen, Dan, if you're asking me whether or not players are running up to coaches yelling at them about who to throw the ball to, no, that's not happening.
No, that's I don't think running up, but I'm just okay. – I mean, again, if you – despite four turnovers, you hold them to 13 points, you would expect to win that game.
Yes. Are you asking me, are the defensive players upset that they lost the game yesterday?
I'm just wondering why they keep throwing him the ball. So if the players, like, if they understand who can play and who can't, and Devontae Smith wants the ball,
mm-hmm.
I have to assume the coaches know who can play and who can't. So I'm trying to figure out who then makes the decision.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think that they're intentionally trying to throw the ball to Jalen Rager, Dan?
I mean, when you target him more than you target Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert combined, I have to say yes.
Ike, do you believe that the Eagles are intentionally throwing the ball to Jalen Rager over the other guys?
It's not a matter of whether or not they're intentionally doing it. It's what the defense dictates.
Right.
It's what the defense dictates. If you watch enough football, you can see other games where the star wide receiver doesn't catch but two balls in that game. It happens. Like, it happens. If a defense decides you're not going to beat us today, then you're not going to beat them. They're going to dictate their coverage to stop that guy.
The other guys are going to have to step up.
Yes, it happens every week.
Yep.
It happens every week. That's what good defenses do. Problem is, you aren't good enough.
Right.
So you think he's freezing out Devontae Smith? Like, I couldn't understand what he was trying to get out. The quarterback is the one who's out there making decisions where the ball goes. So if you have an issue, you have an issue with the quarterback.
Right. I think he was trying to say, are the players mad because Sirianni keeps going to Jalen Rager?
Yeah, but it's a silly question.
Okay.
And I was trying to be respectful. It's a silly question. Are the players mad because he's throwing the ball to one of their teammates? They're teammates. They're all in the game trying to win. This team isn't good enough to have somebody standing on the sideline judging everybody else.
So Jalen Rager's getting more targets because the defense is allowing more targets to go Jalen Rager's
way. Yes, they want you to throw the ball to Jalen Rager.
Right.
Yes, they won't let you throw the ball to Devontae. So who are you going to throw the ball to? You have to throw it to somebody.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard a lot today is, well, why are you throwing the ball so much to Rager? What are you doing? Rager's not good.
Yeah, but it's such a silly argument because they take it to the coach.
Right.
Why aren't you mad at the quarterback? weren't too mad at the quarterback. So they convinced themselves now that Sirianni is freezing out Devontae Smith and is going to throw the ball to Jalen Reagor, because somehow Jalen Reagor, in his, I don't know how many games that he's played here, warrants us to throw the ball to him.
Right.
It's not common sense. Like, let's not twist ourselves in knots trying to avoid placing blame where it should go. If you want to know why the ball went to Jalen Reagor, then the quarterback is the one who threw it to him. So be mad at the quarterback for the decision to throw the ball there if you don't want to accept the answer that the defense took away one guy.
Right.
Because the alternative that you're running to is somehow Howie told Nick Sirianni to let's make Jalen Reagor the star of the game today, with no real explanation as to why that makes sense. Why?
Well, it doesn't.
Like, come on, man. Like, ask me the answers. Like, that's a silly question. I didn't know what he was saying. It didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, just the easy answer is the defense dictated.
Yeah, but I explained that already.
I know. It's not the answer he wanted, I think.
Yeah, I know, because everybody wants a conspiracy theory.
They are fun.
No, they're silly.
Let's go to Eric in West Philly. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's
and
up?
I'm on a question about where everybody's saying that the quarterback needs to improve. Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking at the game. Towards that end of the game, he did improve, and he threw the ball right where it needed to be catched. And that would have, if that ball had been caught, this whole town would have been looking at him very differently.
I disagree with that.
And on another thing, that receiver, he had that ball. That mm-hmm. ball was in his hands, and to that defensive guy, like, manhandled him. Then he lost concentration on the ball, and I don't know, thought he was going to get tackled or something like that. And that's my opinion. They both did good. They just need to get better.
Who both did good? You said the coach and the quarterback. See, like what the contrast to that, Eric, is that you would have said if he would have caught the ball that everything's great because he came up big in crunch time and they scored a touchdown. Some other people,
I would not have said that.
Ike would have said no, he was bad for almost the entire game.
Yeah,
right.
But not at the end. He improved. At the end of the game, he improved.
Okay.
And that's what you were looking for, improvement. Now,
sure.
If you take that a little bit further, that improvement would have gotten his head to the wide receiver's head to the next game as far as what they're capable of doing. But now it's a big negative thing. I don't know how they're going to react as far as playing the next game, because I don't know how people feel. I would if I failed in the game. Oh, I dropped the ball, or you think he might have threw it wrong or something like that. But to me, that ball was on the money.
Well, it was. Eric, listen, I don't think anybody's disputing whether or not Jalen Reagor should have made those catches or Dallas Goedert should have made that catch.
And Jalen Hurts gets credit for shaking off the three interceptions and still putting his team in position to win the game late. I can say that. He did, and the receivers let him down. They didn't come through. They didn't come through for him. They let him down. That's a fact. But what's also a fact is the other three interceptions he threw yesterday.
The rest of the game is the other fact.
Yeah, I mean when we're discussing the entire game, I mean, we're not talking about just the final drive of the game. We're not talking about just the final drive of the game, right? We're talking about the entire game and how they got in that position. Like, to me, you can make the argument that was Jalen Hurts' worst game as an Eagle quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
I can't think of a worse game he's played.
I can't either. No, especially where he cost them with the interceptions.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
you literally scored 7 points versus the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably his worst
game.
On
an offense that had been averaging 30-plus points for the last month.
Yeah, I would agree. That's
his worst
game. Yeah,
he scored 7 points versus the Giants.
Let's go to Jeff, Northeast Philly. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time I ever got through. Appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was just calling to say about this whole thing with the regular conspiracy they were saying. My thoughts on the situation is I'm not saying they were trying to make him the star, but I do think that they were – the the head upper guys or whatever are trying to make themselves look good by giving this guy the ball, so maybe he does make those plays and it makes them look right. And then Sirianni, I think he wants to throw the ball because he's supposed to be a wide receiver guy or whatever, and it's not paying off. What's paying off is the running game. So that's my thought.
But they ran
that.
The ball more than they threw it yesterday.
I get it, but did you see how many times they threw the ball and they ended up with interceptions? He's thrown in the
they
double
threw
coverage.
It, and by the way, they threw times. They threw it ten times in the last two drives. So he only had 21 completions or 21 attempts before that last drive.
Listen,
two drives.
I understand if Jalen Reagor plays well, it makes Howie look good. I don't think that's the motivation behind throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor. He's a wide receiver on this team. By that case, anybody they throw the ball to and he catches the ball makes Howie look good. That's why that theory doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Devontae Smith looks
They're
good.
They're all drafted
yeah.
by Howie Roseman. They've all been drafted by Howie.
So if that, the offense so that, looks good, he looks
that
good.
That theory doesn't make sense to me. The entire offense was drafted by Howie Roseman.
Yeah. Jack, do you have any good conspiracy music that we can play when we take these phone calls? Or like some X-Files or something?
Like you see what I'm saying, though? Like, we think that Reagor is the reason for Howie to throw. Like, they're all his wide receivers. Quez Watkins, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, all of them are.
Here's what people want. People want to hear Howie Roseman walked into Nick Sirianni's office and said, hey, Nick, not only are you playing Jalen Reagor every snap, but you're going to throw to him. And you're not going to throw to the other guys because I want him to be good. Right?
Makes no sense.
That's what they want. And reality is that if Nick Sirianni tried to say, hey, I want to deactivate or I don't want to start Jalen Reagor, of course the front office would have something to say about that. But he wouldn't do that because there's nobody else to play.
Which is even more common sense. Who is he going to deactivate him for?
The general manager plays a role in who's playing on game day and has influence over things. Of course they do. But
Who else is going to play? That's all I want to ask. Who else is playing? Well, we know who's on the roster. You can't say DeAndre Hopkins is going to play instead of Reagor. You can't say Devontae Adams is going to play. We know who's on the roster.
Jack, who else is playing?
So who else is playing?
Hightower.
Okay. Guy we haven't seen in 2 years.
And that's the common name that gets brought up, but like he hasn't proven anything either.
Yeah, but like I'm okay if they want to bring him to the active roster and give him some snaps or something like that, but that's not acting like John Hightower's coming in to save the day. Let's go to Steve in South Philly.
Believe me, we all are on the same page about Jalen Reagor. The problem is, what can you do about it?
Not much.
It's basically like, what can we do about it right now? You have to have another receiver out there to play. We got rid of Zach Ertz. I don't even know the other tight ends on this team.
Wow, disrespecting Jack Stoll.
So everybody who wants 12 personnel, how great does the offense look when Jack Stoll is out there with Goddard and
isn't Tyree Jackson reinventing the NFL yet?
Has he caught a ball yet?
No, he had that one opportunity. I think they targeted him once last week.
Arcega-Whiteside's a tight end now.
You know what? Now, see, that's an answer right there. I was waiting on somebody to say it's time to start getting J.J. the ball more.
Yeah, nobody wants to say that.
Hey, JJ catched that ball to the goal line yesterday.
Probably. He had 15 snaps. No, he dropped one like that last year, didn't he?
No, it's the Lions, like 29.
Yeah. 2 years ago,
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, he was a rookie then.
And he screwed Wentz's year up last year by not getting the ball against the Rams.
He did. Yeah.
People don't forget that, John.
Same kind of play. Steve in South Philly. Steven?
I don't even know what
Mike Zerines, what
about.
Up, dudes?
What up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, man, first of all, why y'all at Chickies and Peas? I got to do my lobbying again. Give my man Ike Sandwich on there the package.
The package.
Come on,
I
man.
Need to see the package.
That's right, exactly. You got to order the package deal. You get the crab fries, the sandwich. Come on, man, make it happen. Sales people, get on it.
The Ike Reese package, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I feel uncomfortable
a question that you've been asking
to us.
Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable hearing that. Yeah, go ahead.
The question you've been asking to some of the callers, you got to think, look at somebody like the Seattle Seahawks. It's not always a conspiracy theory. Like, those dudes blatantly did not get a second chip in a row because the coach wanted to get cute. like, I want to throw the throw a pass and make my quarterback be the star instead of what everybody else in the world thought they was going to do. Just give it the beast mode and let them tote it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get people that, you know, they decide they want to win a certain way. So it's not always so much a conspiracy, but we've seen that people actually do it. And in that case, it cost the team a Super Bowl. You know,
yeah, but my only problem here, though, Steve, is that we're blaming the front office. I'm just looking at it saying the quarterback missed the wide-open wide receiver, Devontae Smith.
True.
Like, it wasn't Howie that said throw the ball to Jalen Reagor on that last play.
True. You're very true. And the one thing, like I said, I'm acknowledging, I'm not pushing back against anybody that said that dude didn't play well. But what I do know is just from watching football every week for many years, there's a whole bunch of teams, including Tom Brady-led teams, where they, when they were playing the Falcons in the Super Bowl or any other game with any quarterback, a lot of times the quarterback is playing like trash until the fourth quarter, and then they get it rolling. You need those guys that's going to do their part, whether it's the kicker or whatever receivers. I know as an Eagles fan here, there was an era when people would go to the stadium with signs that said Stinkston and trash. We were hating the fact that we didn't get any better receivers. And then as soon as they brought some better receivers in, and let's not even talk about what happened with T.O. came, and let's talk about the quarterback that they wanted to bring here from Houston. As soon as they took DeAndre Hopkins away to him, from him, he went to a 4-win quarterback last year, and everybody wants him here. So a lot of times it's these receivers, man. But I'm not going to say that it's not definitely our quarterback's fault. He's got to get better, but I say it's both.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I don't – my only thing with yesterday is that the Reagor drops would have just saved the Eagles from a terrible loss yesterday. Didn't mean the Eagles played great yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You've been fortunate to get a win,
yeah, exactly.
And you'd still be looking at the big picture and saying, is he the dude?
Yes. Like, yeah, I understand that. And like I said earlier, the season isn't over with the game lost yesterday. But if I'm looking at the game yesterday, my biggest takeaway was that the quarterback played terrible yesterday.
Yeah.
The receivers are bad, with the exception of Devontae Smith. And unfortunately, we only saw him once yesterday, right, out of all the receivers yesterday. The passing offense is almost non-existent.
Yep. Since we had the reboot, so we start with the Detroit game where they said, like, all right, we're going to do the offense differently.
Team, yeah.
Jalen Hurts is averaging 57.8% completion percentage, 143 yards a game, has 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Hold up. Come back again.
57.8.
That's after we started throwing less?
Yes. So that's when they said, like, hey,
we're going straight to the run.
We're doing run and blah, blah. Like, he's actually worse passer, because it shows you those yards were compiled when they were losing games.
Give me those numbers again.
143 yards a game, 57.8% completion percentage. He has 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in the 5 games since he took – since they –
throwing the ball.
Yes, throwing the ball in the air.
Okay, now, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Those numbers – the Eagles see those numbers too. For a team that's heavy in the analytics, they see those numbers.
And this is the most you've thrown in those games and you lost.
I can't believe that those are the numbers when they went to the running game. So it's supposed to make his passing easier. And those are
he's
the combined
less effective
numbers.
As a passer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's troublesome.
Yeah, that's troublesome. 57% completion
the
percentage.
The yardage per game is one thing, but the touchdowns and interceptions is problematic.
And the completion percentage, yes. You're absolutely right. The yards per game is one thing.
Yeah.
It's the completion percentage and the touchdown to interception ratio. There.
Yeah, look at Mac Jones. Mac Jones wasn't necessarily throwing for 300 yards a game, but the completion percentage and the –
Which has been high all year, yeah.
And now he's throwing for more yards,
yeah.
Too. All right.
That's not good. Because this is supposed to be the best stretch of Eagles football this year. The last 4 or 5 weeks, right? We all feel like this has been their best stretch of football, and those are the quarterbacks' numbers.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's Brandon Graham Show. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Chiggs and Pete's Players Lounge with Ike and Miles, or Darius Slay this week. Tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's weekly, of course, at Chiggs and Pete's in South Philly. ChiggsandPete's.com for details. Coming up, top 5 at 5 with Jack. Who's Jack blaming the loss on? Can't wait to find out.
Unfreaking believable.
Into that next, your phone calls, your reaction to the Eagles' loss. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. It's all about hair for a second. I was going back and forth with a listener on Instagram over the weekend. Direct message. You can drop me a DM on Twitter or Instagram. It's at John Marks Media. My email address is listed on both of my social media pages. There's before and after pictures of what my hair looked like before and after with Dr. Glatt. Yeah, if you're looking for more than what you hear me talk about with Dr. Glatt right here, I can give it to you. Just email me or DM me with more questions. And this gentleman did ask me ballpark price range, and I took a look at his hair. I said, listen, I can't quote you an exact price, but I can quote you this. Your hair will look great afterwards. And that's what Dr. Glatt and his team looks. That's what they can do. That's what your hair will look like. And I am living evidence of that. Go to drglatt.com, drglat.com. See more before and after pictures. You can see my before and after picture. Again, any of my social media pages. You can see what I look like in real life. Not a picture that they necessarily want you to see. My real life pictures, what my hair looks like. So if you're thinning, if you're balding, if you're wearing your baseball hat more often, if you shaved your head because you're like, you know what, I'm done, Dr. Glatt can help people that are more or less completely bald right up to where I was, which was thinning. You know, I had male pattern baldness. Dr. Glatt and his team took care of it for me. My results are great. You can also call his office at 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. One more time, drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.